So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Extremely local news is on our agenda for right now. Jen Sabella joins us, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I think Bob Kessler from our newsroom was supposed to participate in this Chicago River Swim. It's moving now, right? It's not going to be in the Chicago River.
Yes, it is going to be in the lake now, and surprisingly, it's not due to pollution in the river. It is due to the city was not happy with the Chicago River Swim's route. They said it would pose too much of a safety risk having so many people in the narrow portion of the river. So they are moving it to Lake Michigan. The organizers are pretty disappointed. They really want to prove that the river is cleaner now and people can actually swim in it. But it's going to be in Lake Michigan this year on September 22nd. It's a two-mile swim, and it will go on at Oak Street Beach instead of the river. But they're hoping to make it to the river next year. So hoping to work with the city and get them to approve their route next year. Up to 500 swimmers were selected out of nearly 1,200 applicants.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the goal of the Chicago River Swim to raise money for ALS research and to provide swimming lessons to 2,000 children in underserved areas of Chicago. So for a great cause, that's for sure.
For sure. I can't even swim a few feet, but good for them. I would love to be able to swim for 2 miles.
Yeah, I can't imagine that either. Can you have a raft or a floaty?
That would help.
It would. All right, let's go to the Beverly neighborhood. The music has died at Nikki's of Beverly. What's going on with this?
Yes, this has been a huge topic in my neighborhood, Beverly. We have live music at Nikki's. It was happening almost every weekend. Local bands, they have all kinds of fundraisers for various causes. And Nikki's is kind of like a fast, casual place that's a little bit elevated. You could sit out on their patio. They actually have beer you can order. And they just are very involved in the community. They always sponsor a lot of community events. So when all of their summer programming was abruptly canceled early this month, everyone freaked out. There were hundreds of comments on the neighborhood Facebook pages. No one knew what was going on. And we still kind of don't know. Alderman Matt O'Shea said that they are meeting with Nikki's leadership, that there were noise complaints about the music, even though they typically happen on the weekends and are done by about 6 p.m. They don't do anything really late night. In my neck of the woods here. So we're not really sure what caused the shutdown, but I guess the alderman is working with Nikki's to get a permit, though the city's Department of Cultural Affairs said they already have a permit. So we are a little bit in the dark. We're keeping everyone posted. Mostly we had Block Club look into it because everyone in the neighborhood was like, what is happening here? But the neighborhood has really stepped up to support Nikki's. And if you want to get a great burger.
Is this the Nikki's home of the Big Baby?
It is one home of the Big Baby. There are several Nikki's.
Yeah.
But this one, it's been like in the same family for years. It was redone in 2021, and it's a really great spot on Western Avenue. Highly recommend checking it out.
I highly recommend a Big Baby burger from Nikki's. Very good.
Oh, man, if you can handle it, yeah.
Oh, I can. All right, well, keep us posted on that. And finally, we're all wondering, is the DNC helping the city or not?
So it kind of depends on who you are and where you are. We had our reporters kind of walk around the West Loop near West Side yesterday and talk to various businesses, like, how's it going? The Billy Goat was slammed. Business was up at least 85% since the DNC started. There were two political events held there. And Danny Davis may have said it best at this event. He said, if you're not doing politics, you may as well get out of town. And that's what we're hearing from these business owners. If there aren't political events booked, They're pretty empty. A lot of the fine dining spots, their reservations are down, mostly from people, like locals, not wanting to venture into the highly trafficked and the highly secure footprint of the DNC. And as we noticed, one of my co-founders, when we went downtown this week, it was a ghost town in the office. So I think a lot of locals are working from home, trying to avoid the hubbub of the DNC. So some businesses are thriving, others not so much. We're going to keep an eye on it and talk to people throughout the convention and find out. But obviously the hotels are doing well, and the Billy Goat's thriving.
All right. Well, thank you so much. For more these stories and more, you can go to blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Wendy.